I loved deleting 90% of a first draft.
Yeah.
I really do. I really enjoy that. Yeah. That's like the funnest, I'm sticking with it. That's the funnest part of writing for me.
Yeah.
Is when you just get to strip away and you're like, oh, well, I built a skeleton here.
Yeah.
And I put some weird meat on those bones and I'm going to have to just stick with the skeleton.
That's author John Green, known for his work in young adult literature and as one half of the Vlog Brothers. Green spoke at Khan Auditorium with another renowned author, Rebecca Mackay, whose 2018 book, The Great Believers, was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Green and Mackay spoke last Saturday as part of the Chicago Humanities Festival, a series of concerts, conversations, and more, hosted each fall. Their talk was specifically part of Northwestern Day, one of the several events located here on campus.
The authors talked through their writing processes together, from creating settings to tackling writer's block. Both authors have heard people tell them, that book changed my life. But what does it mean for them to hear those messages?
I think it's hard when it's a vague general thing, right? Someone's like, that book changed my life. It's very different when someone has a specific story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my uncle died of AIDS when I was a kid. My parents refused to talk about it. I sat them down. I made them read this book. We had it out. Anyway, I tracked down his partner, and we're having coffee next week.
For both authors, creating immersive settings was necessary for their books to feel more true to life. As for character development, Green plays what he calls a game of make-believe.
It begins with an individual character, just one, and wanting to know them and wanting to understand them and wanting to understand where they are. And the research emerges from that rather than like I'm falling down a research rabbit hole about contamination OCD and then I write about a character who has contamination OCD.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like I'm fascinated by this, the way that this thing would impinge upon this person's life and what that would mean for her, which is very different from what it might mean for me because she's a very different kind of person.
Green and Mackay both said they imagine their characters in mundane situations, like going on a walk or playing Mario Kart together. They both reject the common advice of writing a little bit every day, instead immersing themselves in their characters and their research processes. Mackay talked about just how valuable this research can be.
For a long time, I was teaching sort of a year-long novel class, and we'd meet only every month. And at the beginning of every class, like, you know, okay, so how's the writing been in the past month? And you get someone going like, oh my God, it didn't work at all. I was like obsessing about the book, and I like redid my outline, and then I did all this research. And then I traveled to the place where the book is set, and then I redid my outline again, and then I like edited my first 50 pages. Anyway, I did no work. Like, listen to yourself. That's writing.
This message was valuable for young writers like Nix Green, no relation to John. She's a student at Evanston Township High School.
When they were talking about their process, I really thought that was interesting about how they like don't write. They like think about it for like a couple months, but they don't write, and how that's still working. And I thought that was really interesting.
Are you an aspiring writer yourself?
Yeah,
I take it?
I am. And I think like I've been doing a lot more thinking than writing recently.
The event closed with a conversation about book banning in schools. Green is no stranger to this, as his debut novel, Looking for Alaska, is frequently banned. Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss attended the talk and said this part resonated with him.
Well, I thought the discussion about book banning at the end was really powerful and so important, right? The idea that book banning it's not just a political fight, it's depriving kids of the opportunity to discover important things about themselves and the world, that really hit me hard.
At the very end, Mackay asked Green to do something he does in his latest book, The Anthropocene Reviewed. Green had to give several ratings on a scale of 1 to 5. Mackay teaches graduate fiction at NU, while Green spent part of his early adulthood in Chicago. These backgrounds influenced some of the questions he was asked.
Chicago.
Oh, 5-star city.
5-star city? All right. Good answer. Evanston.
4.5 stars. I'm good friends with
the mayor. Is
I'm
in the audience.
With the
Come
mayor,
on.
The mayor of Evanston, Daniel Biss, who's here today. But 5 stars. 5-star city. I love Evanston.
What did the mayor think of that rating?
Well, I appreciated his revision. You know, he was only a half star short of the obviously correct answer for a moment there, but he got up to 5 stars, so we're in good shape.
For WNUR News, I'm Gabe Shumway.
And I'm Edward Simon Cruz.